Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. And now we're going to talk to someone who could actually design a house for you. Kent Mixon has been coming on for the last few years to promote the Santa Barbara chapter of the American Institute of Architects, AIA, their annual tour. It's the 8th annual architectural tour. It's coming up October 1st. It's a Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., culminating with a festive party. I like the way they put festive party as opposed to a party or a depressing party. I mean, you know, but I guess you want to just, what is that, an adjective,
well,
festive?
Well, we are in Santa Barbara, so.
So you got to be.
Fiesta.
You're a little bit late. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Kent Mixon. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having us back.
You're welcome. Are you on the board at the Institute?
Or? I am not.
Somehow you're, but you're their spokesman.
I don't know about spokesman, but I have, I promote them each year since the first one, I think. I've been promoting this event for them since the first one that
ever
we did
since.
8 years ago.
Kent Mixon, so you're an architect here in Santa Barbara. You've been an independent architect for many years, and you recently merged in a partnership with Andrelitis and Mixon is
yes.
The name of the and for those of you who want to look this up, it's not two names, Andrelitis. His first name is Joe.
Yeah.
His last name is Andrelitis.
Exactly.
He's got kind of a second name in his first name and a second name. So that's pretty cool. Pretty cool. AndrelitisMixon.com. So welcome back. So this is kind of what's the theme this year?
The theme this year is past and present, the spirit of Santa Barbara, and we're really excited about this year's event because it's. I personally think that it's probably the most diverse group of buildings that we've had in a long time, and it's a mix of architecture as well. It's there's modern buildings, there's new buildings that are deeply rooted in this Spanish vernacular. And we have a mix of residences. We have university building at Westmont. We have commercial buildings. We have an art, science, technology center. It's a pretty, pretty amazing group of buildings and architecture.
And we'll talk about some of them and the styles and some architects here in Santa Barbara. And just so everyone knows, they basically looks like a list of 7 properties. If I counted them correctly. And then you got some private homes, some commercial. And the tour is all about you visiting these properties and just having a day of visiting properties and then culminating in the festive party.
Yes. And you know, it also should be mentioned that there's always going to be some representative that was involved with the project at the projects too, typically. And they'll be available to ask questions, whatever it may be. So
it's either the architect, the builder, the owner, somebody who is intricately involved with the property. Some great properties. Kent sent me over a list, and I will say so. The 3 categories you put down here of the diversity of the architectural styles. You put down modern, Spanish colonial, mm-hmm. which is kind of the Spanish colonial revival that we all know, Santa Barbara, right?
Yep.
Old Spanish. And then the last one, agrarian or utilitarian. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yeah.
Industrial. And, of course, I had to look that up. And so then why don't you describe that one because that's a little different.
Well, I'm sure that one's a really visible project in town that just finished up, and it's called The Mill. And, you know, that I don't know the complete history of that, but I believe that was a very – utilitarian structure. It was a Santa Barbara lumber mill originally. And so its architecture initially was purely based on function, I'm sure. It was basically a big barn, which is, you know, an agrarian style architecture. And I think it's a great and perfect example of showing how these buildings grow and or get used and change their uses over time. And now it's this thriving place in town for restaurants. There's pubs, there's businesses in there, And they've done a great job of just keeping the thing rooted in a very utilitarian and more industrial style, but it's done in a very modern way in the landscape, the detailing, and just the function of how the space works, I think, is great.
Would the word repurpose be used here?
Absolutely.
Is that what it means?
Absolutely.
You kind of like, you know, if you go online and you just Google agrarian or utilitarian, you just see a lot of interesting photos. And of course, on the tour is what's called the modern mill, and that'll be one of the I think 7 properties for tour. But you know, some of it, the pictures I saw online reminded me of like a New York City loft. Where someone, you know, in terms of living.
Yeah.
Now,
I mean, there's certainly houses around town that look like that as well. I mean, there are modern barn structures that are residences. So it's really popular up at Hollister Ranch. There's a lot of projects up there. I'm involved up with Hollister Ranch as well. And there's a lot of projects that are resemble that.
It's kind of like one room with maybe a kitchen just on a wall, not a separate room.
Yep. Yeah, very open living plan, which is a modern, you know, a modern arrangement.
Modern, but that industrial kind of impact. It reminded me a little bit of talking with Kent Mixon, and we're promoting the American Architects or American Institute of Architects, AIA. So there's a Santa Barbara chapter, and they're having their annual tour October 1st, 2016, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., You could start at 10 and finish at 12. You could start at 1 and finish at 4. You can go to all or some of the properties that are going to be open. You buy tickets, and then you have this festive party at 4 p.m. You can go online to AIASB.com, and just remember American Institute of Architects. You can call their office, 805 area code 966-4198, October 1st is the tour. You can still get tickets, and I think there's $75 and $65 for seniors.
Yes, and AIA members also are $65.
And realtors, $200, I think.
Yeah.
We made that up for...
And student tickets are $25.
Oh, you still got that? Well, that's a good deal.
I believe that's still valid.
That's a good deal. So the Chapala Lofts, I think the address 401 Chapala, they built those condos, unfortunately, when the market was really not doing well, and the fellow who built them, you know, really lost them. But then they redid them and came back up, and it reminds me of that, the agrarian, because high ceilings, kitchen on one wall, contemporary.
Mm-hmm.
But not the vintage old, you know, barn kind of look.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's interesting. I don't know if you find this when you meet clients, but someone will say, and I feel this way, and then I have mentioned it, and a lot of people, I either want like an old vintage Spanish or something very contemporary.
Yeah.
And it seems so contradictory, but why do you think people like both?
You know, I don't know. I part of it, I think, the Santa Barbara, I think, so many people just have that ingrained, you know, maybe coming from out of town, and that's what attracts them here. And they fall in love with that architecture and never really experienced it outside of maybe Santa Barbara. I don't know. I mean, this is just my gut. The modern architecture, I think Dwell Magazine, I don't know if you're familiar with that, but it's a modern residential magazine that's been around for a number of years now. But they've done an excellent job, I think, in showing people what modern architecture can be. And it's not always cold and austere. It can be a variety of things. And I think prior to that being more mainstream and that magazine being so popular, I think that it's shown people what it could be. And they're now not afraid of it where they used to be in the past because they had this vision of this very cold, hard, space.
Yeah, the surfaces, lines, minimalistic. I've been a couple of times, been to some houses, and sometimes I've had some female agents kind of look at something and say, oh, it's kind of more of a bachelor pad or,
masculine,
you know, they don't
feel. Yeah.
Masculine feel.
Yeah.
Do you
absolutely.
Hear that? Or?
It can be. I mean, certainly can be. And it's all a matter of, you know, the type of materials and how it's done, you know, because certainly it can take on the James Bond, you know, modern
exactly
bachelor pad, you know, type of a thing. And it's a very masculine space.
But. Yeah, to contradict that, my good friends Bev and Larry, she is, you know, loves modern and, you know, and so, but maybe the material she chooses. James Bond, who was the character that Dean Martin played? He was not our man Flint. He played a secret agent guy and he had a round bed. And the bed
that
was
seems to be a theme.
It was a motorized bed. Did we talk about this before?
No.
It was a motorized bed, and he got up in the morning, and he was with a woman, and he presses the button, and the bed moves along, and then the doors open, and then it opens up to this large bathroom, and then the bed tilts, so he just pulls the covers away and just slides into the tub. So maybe you could design that for your...
I haven't been asked that yet.
Next architect, Kent Mixon, local architect here, talking about the American Institute of Architects tour, October 1st. And you could call 966-4198 to get tickets. So I like the fact that people come in and can meet people.
I don't have a project on the tour this year, no.
Right, but you have. So what kind of... What do you think people can expect, or what kind of question, you know, what do they ask, or what are they told?
Usually,
history?
I mean, a lot of times, being involved with these in the past, you know, it's a lot of homeowners, and I think they, number one, have an appreciation and a love for architecture, but they're probably coming also to, you know, get ideas for their project that are maybe thinking about, or looking at materials, the use of materials, details, and that sort of thing. And so there's a lot of probably material questions, or how did you do that, or how did you source this material, or, you know, what did you use on those countertops? You know, there's a lot of that usually, but.
And people love going to, I mean, people who are not even looking to buy a home, they end up going to open houses.
Oh, yeah.
So this is basically kind of a specific directive open house with a whole lot more of information and the festive party at the end. We can't forget the festive party. I was in a very contemporary home in Montecito, and the bathroom sinks, you know, when you're contemporary, you're not going to have a vanity with doors on your bathroom sink. It's going to be open. And it's open. You're looking at plumbing. And he had put in a chrome box or a rectangular...
around the P-trap.
Around the P-trap. So you've seen that.
Yeah.
And the owner happened to be at the open house. I said, God, I really like that. He goes, God, no one's ever noticed that before. it's a huge thing, because who wants to look at plumbing?
Yeah, and there actually are P-traps that are more sensitively designed and more modern that are meant to be exposed as well. So it doesn't have to look like the old P-trap
either.
So there are options.
Right, and I that's a good question. I don't remember if he actually had one of those or if he put something over it.
Yeah,
do you do that too?
You could. You could certainly cover it. So
right.
That might be what he did.
Right. Yeah, bathrooms, you know, I mean, as an architect, when people come to you and they want to either remodel, add on, or, you know, you do build from scratch as well?
Both, yeah.
Yeah. What is the most vexing problem, you know, that people have to try to resolve? Like, you know, it's I've heard the jokes that people build a house and it goes on the market because they're getting a divorce, because it's such a stressful thing.
It definitely can be,
right? I mean, it's crazy.
A lot of times we play psychologist as well, but it can definitely be challenging if the two partners are not on the same page with things, which happens a lot. Or occasionally, I should say.
But there's so many decisions.
It's a lot of decisions to make, yeah. And hopefully we can, as architects, can help steer to help narrow those decisions into a direction that gets them what they want. So.
Right, the big picture. I mean, here we are talking about pee traps in a bathroom under a bathroom sink. I mean, you got to know what. Well, which one do we want? So is it? Would it be the kitchen? I mean, is that the most vexing?
In Santa Barbara, I'd say if one theme is probably strong, is not enough storage. If you think about the inventory of older, smaller houses that we have in this town, those houses have no storage, and the closets are minimal. And it's always – that is probably the most common thing, I need more storage. I need more storage. So that's obviously a big thing. But today, the way people live and entertain kitchens in living room and open plans are very popular, and people want that more casual type of living. And certainly bathrooms are important too. I mean, bathrooms have changed so much over, the years of the old George Washington Smith homes, which those homes were, the bathroom was just this very minimal space that was not meant for anything other than its use. Today,
not sitting there with candles and roses and wine.
And today, it's very much a spa experience for people. They want that space to be light filled. They want, views from that space. It's a very sexy kind of space now that people want, and you spend time in there.
Although I'll tell you, and I agree with you. I have this lovely client, and they're, in their 60s. And you go into these homes, and they got this bathtub in this bathroom sitting there, like you're the center of attention. Everyone's going to be looking at you taking a bath. And she goes, if you're 30 years old and you're some Hollywood starlet, yeah, that's going to look really good. But you know what? So it's kind of like, how many people are really using that bathtub in the center of the room?
Yeah. Some people actually, it's funny because a lot of masters now,
master bedroom suites,
master bathrooms in general, a lot of people don't bathe a lot. They shower. Not that they don't, they're not cleaning themselves, but they shower most. And so and if it's space challenge, they're willing to give up the bathroom,
the bathtub.
But that's not always a requirement like it was, not that long ago. Certainly people, if they can get it in there, whether they use it or not, they will want to put it in there just for resale value.
They may never use it. Because they think it's just, you walk in, you got to have a tub.
Yeah.
And
it's one of those things that gets used every now and then.
Right. And it's a space. And of course, if on a smaller scale, if you're not building a big home, parents who have kids, you got to have at least one tub in the house. Every once in a while, see a house that doesn't have one tub, but usually.
Yeah.
So the master, talking with Kent Mixon, what I love seeing is are big expensive homes where you have separate bathrooms in the master. His and hers.
Yeah, that happens occasionally.
And, it evolves. Like a lot of times you'll have a big bathroom and there'll be, separate sinks, started with separate sinks. And then sometimes a second shower and then with enough money, two separate bathrooms. That's probably the secret to a really healthy marriage. We're up against the clock and we have a few more things to talk about the tour. And, of course, I could talk about architecture forever. Trudy Carey. You know Trudy Carey, an architect locally. She's a developer.
I know the name.
Builder.
I don't know her personally. Yeah.
She's got an architect's license, a real estate broker's license, and a contractor's license. And you're talking about storage. So you know what she did? She opened up a storage facility because nobody has enough storage. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break and come back and talk more about the American Institute of Architects, AIA, Santa Barbara chapter, Saturday, October 1st. Home tour from 10 to 4 p.m. followed by a festive party. To get tickets, you can call 966-4198. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.